In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. The first celebration of Mother's Day, in the U.S. at least, Mother's Day is a holiday that's celebrated at different times during the year in different countries. So there are countries celebrating it today, but other countries have different dates, and even different themes. So what might be a theme in one country for Mother's Day might be something else. And in some countries even, it's Mothering Sunday, it's not Mother's Day. But in the United States, the first celebration of a Mother's Day holiday, it happened in 1907, as I read it. It's traced back to Anna Jarvis, who celebrated it, as I read, in a Methodist church. Could even be in West Virginia. It was a memorial to her mother, of course, but to all those who have mothered. And her mother was a peace activist during the Civil War, actually. And as first conceived, the holiday was dedicated to not just mothers, but to actual peace. It was dedicated to peace building. That was the emphasis of those first Mother's Days. That changed quickly, as it was fixed as the holiday we now know in 1914, and Hallmark cards started selling Mother's Day cards in the early 1920s. So they were very quick to seize that opportunity. The interesting thing about this story, the thing that interests me, besides the fact that the original theme was on peace building, is that Anna Jarvis became quite upset. She became quite upset by what she viewed as the exploitation of the holiday for profit. She completely disagreed with the profit motive. She became very upset with this switch in focus away from expressions of love and gratitude toward commercialization. So she started to organize boycotts and protests, protesting Mother's Day, the holiday that she founded. She would protest at conventions for Mother's Day candy makers. She would protest at conventions for flower producers. She threatened lawsuits. And she was even arrested at one point for protesting Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis. I think we can learn something from Anna Jarvis. Mother's Day does help make Hallmark a nice profit. Though if we celebrate the holiday at all, and it bears mentioning that Mother's Day is not a religious holiday. Mother's Day is not a holiday in the church calendar. Mother's Day is not a holiday that the church celebrates. But if we do celebrate Mother's Day today, and many of us do, along with Anna Jarvis, hopefully the focus of our own celebration does seek to honor those people, truly honor those people through which our life has been nurtured. Recognizing our mothers, yes, if we are able, and not all of us are, not all of us have had good mothers in our lives, not all of us have mothers to celebrate, and that's maybe not the point. What if Mother's Day is the celebration that Anna Jarvis first kind of conceived? Celebrating all those ways that motherhood takes shape, because there are many. Celebrating all those people whom God uses to live this out. What if, along with Anna Jarvis, we take this day as a time to give thanks once more for those whom God has worked through to nourish us? Maybe this would extend even as a time to intentionally give thanks for those life-giving gifts, not just the physical gift of life, the emotional gifts, the relational the spiritual gifts, those things which sustain us through those who have been mothers in our lives. In today's gospel reading, I think we can hear something of this invitation. Jesus points to God's love as his source, as his place of nourishment, his sustenance, that which sustains him. Jesus calls on his followers then, on us, to recognize our source as well, and those gifts which give us true life. He brings us into the relationship that he has with God, invites us to dwell within this relationship, allowing God's love to be known within and through us. Jesus so often describes this love in ways that we culturally identify as mothering. God, as we know God in Jesus, shows forth the nurturing, guiding, the self-giving that we associate culturally with those who have mothered us in our own life. Julian of Norwich, writing in the 14th century, recognized this truth about God and the incarnation of God in Jesus. Her feast day was yesterday, coincidentally, I think. And I've shared this with you before. As I read her words, I invite you to listen, not thinking of mother and fatherhood as gender specific, but rather as attributes, qualities, roles that people play in our lives. True mothers are not defined by biological connection, not at all. And the qualities of motherhood, I think, do not need to be defined by or limited to gender. Julian writes this: Jesus is our true mother, the protector of the love which knows no end. We have our being from Jesus, where the foundation of motherhood begins. God revealed that in all things, as truly as God is our Father, so truly God is our mother. God is the power and goodness of fatherhood. God is the wisdom and loving kindness of motherhood. God is the one who makes us to love, and the endless fulfilling of all true desires. In nature, Jesus is our true mother by our first creation, and in grace, by taking our created nature. All the love of offering and sacrifice of beloved motherhood are in Christ our beloved. Along with Julian, we hear this morning, I think, Jesus inviting us to live in, to remain, to abide in our mothering God, and allow God to live, to dwell more fully within us, while all the time giving gratitude for that love which gives us true life. In this, we were created, and this is what sustains us. As Julian of Norwich also wrote, and I've changed the pronouns, God, before creating us, loved us. And this love never lessened and never will. In this love, she accomplished all her works. And in this love, she oriented all things to our good. And in this love, our life is eternal. In this love is our beginning. Today, let us accept once more Jesus's invitation and Julian's to more fully abide, to remain in our source, that which truly sustains us, God's love as we know it in Jesus. That which, as Julian writes, and as the Gospels attest, that which birthed us and continues to give us life. Let us seek to more deeply dwell in God and invite God to flow from within us to others, showing forth in ever deeper ways those same qualities seen through Jesus and all those who have been true mothers to us. That self-giving, that care and nurture, wisdom and wise guidance, devoted service, joy, all for the glory of God and the well-being of God's people and the whole of creation. That you love one another as I have loved you, Jesus says, to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Amen.